Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and I want to speak to you about some very interesting readings here that call us to living faith. Living faith. You know your faith is living when something happens, and after you get over the initial shock, you say, Lord, what would you have me do? It might be in a few minutes. It might be in a day, but if you can put God first, Lord, what would you have me do? Many things may be better. Sometimes you don't even have time. It's getting somebody to the hospital after an accident or somebody in your house has a heart attack and you don't have the time to do anything except handle the immediate circumstances. But the moment those circumstances have been covered, stop. Just for 2 minutes and say, Lord, please walk with me on this journey. Help me to do what you want me to do, okay? That's what God wants. Let's take a look at the first reading for today from the prophet Daniel, chapter 5. King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his lords. Think of that, a banquet with 1,000 lords with whom he drank. Under the influence of the wine, he ordered the gold and silver vessels which Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem to be brought in so that the king, his lords, his wives, and his entertainers might drink from them. When the gold and silver vessels taken from the house of God in Jerusalem had been brought in, and while the king, his lords, his wives, and his entertainers were drinking wine from them, they praised their gods of gold and silver, bronze and iron, wood and stone. Suddenly, opposite the lampstand, the fingers of a human hand appeared, writing on the plaster of the wall in the king's palace. When the king saw the wrist and hand that wrote, his faith blanched. His thoughts terrified him. His hip joints shook and his knees knocked. He was really frightened. He sees the fingers of a human hand. I would be frightened too, writing on the plaster of the wall. But then Daniel was brought into the presence of the king, and the king asked him, Are you the Daniel, the Jewish exile, whom my father the king brought from Judah? I have heard that the Spirit of God is in you, that you possess brilliant knowledge and extraordinary wisdom. I have heard that you can interpret dreams and solve difficulties, and if you are able to read the writing and tell me what it means, you shall be clothed in purple. Listen to that. Wear a gold collar about your neck and be third in the government of the kingdom. All earthly things are being offered to him. Daniel answered the king, You may keep your gifts or give your presents to someone else, but the writing I will read for you. O king, and tell you what it means. You have rebelled against the Lord of heaven. You had the vessels of his temple brought before you so that you, your nobles, your wives, and your entertainers might drink wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and gold, bronze and iron, wood and stone that neither see nor hear nor have any intelligence. But the God in whose hand is your life breath and the whole course of your life, you did not glorify him. By him were the wrist and the hand sent, and the writing set down. This is the writing that was inscribed, Mene, Tekel, and Peres. These words mean Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. What an announcement. Everything you've built your life on is being destroyed. Everything is being taken away. Brothers and sisters, is that what we want to see when we stand before the judgment seat of God? The words Mene, God has numbered your kingdom and put an end to it. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and the Persians. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to work all your life for something on this earth that has no place in heaven. You want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, not the world, not the flesh, not the devil. Jesus must be your Lord and Savior. That is what he desires to be, as your Savior. Draw near to him, thank him every day, and ask him to help you to put those kinds of priorities in order. He will do it for you. He will help you. There might be some hard decisions in there, but he will help you. He'll stand by you. You'll know when you're pleasing him. The responsorial psalm tells us, give glory and eternal praise to him. Sun and moon, praise him. Stars of heaven, praise him. Every shower and dew, praise him. Wind, praise him. Fire and heat, praise him. Cold and chill, praise him. And remain faithful unto death. I will give you the crown of life. That's what our faith tells us. That's what the truth is. But we kind of push it aside, and it's just the next thing that's going on in the country, or the next thing that's going on in the world. We get so engrossed. I don't mean that they aren't interesting. At times they're very interesting. And we need to watch them. We need to know what's happening in the world. But brothers and sisters, who has our priority? Who's top on our list? Who receives our obedience? It should be God. The Gospel of Luke tells us, chapter 21, verses 12 to 19. Jesus said to the crowd, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. Many of us, brothers and sisters, have suffered for the name of Jesus, are suffering for the name of Jesus, and will suffer for the name of Jesus. I know this is going to sound odd to you, but there is no greater glory that will be evident to us in eternal life. Look at your priorities. Don't try to squeeze something in. What can you reduce? Focus for a while on faith, then on hope, then on love. Take time. Take the first 3 months and celebrate on faith, the next three on hope, and the next three on love. And then the last three, go back, faith, hope, and love. Really, you will not be disappointed, because God will teach you and show you. Jesus said to the crowd, they will seize and persecute you. The Gospel of Luke, they will hand you over to synagogues, to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. Do we want that? Do we want to be like that? It will lead you to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all. By being hated, could be scoffed at, ridiculed, or there could be real attacks against you. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not one hair on your head will be destroyed. Stay faithful to God, and by your perseverance, you will secure your life. Think about that. What greater hope could there be than eternal life? I mean, really, what greater joy could be given to us than eternal life with Jesus Christ? Brothers and sisters, what God gives us is life everlasting. Life everlasting. I know I had a child come up to me one time. He's probably about 6 or 7 years old, and he said, Sister, I want to ask you something. And I said, yes. I got down to his size. And I said, yes. And he said, am I going to live forever? How can that happen? And he was a bright little guy. And somehow at 6, it hit him. Am I going to live forever? And I said, do you know that Jesus loves you? And he said, yes. Then I said, always do what Jesus wants you to do, and you will go to heaven. And he said, really? And I said, yes, that's why obedience is so important. If you do what God tells you to do, you will go to heaven. And he said, oh my. And I could see that in his childish way, he was overcome by the joy of that. How could that be? But what happens to the rest of us in life? As we go along, we say, oh yeah, yeah, I believe in God. Does it shape your life? Does it form your day? Or is he just something you remember on Sunday? You might mention him here or there, but he doesn't have the rightful place in your life. You know, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you, if you would, pray the rosary at least 3 times a week. If you don't pray the rosary, if you're normally praying the rosary, pray it every day. But I'd say for all of us, pray the rosary 3 times a week and just say, Blessed Mother, lead me to your Son. Blessed Mother, lead me to your Son. It's simple. It'd take you 10 or 15 minutes to pray the rosary, unless you pray it very slowly and meditatively, which is wonderful. And it's not just saying the words, it's meaning them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou, you, among all women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. The Blessed Mother wants to give us strength, help to strengthen our faith. God gives it to us, but she can help us, pray for us, that the graces that God wants us to have, we will take them as priorities for ourselves, and we will put them to work. Brothers and sisters, it isn't easy to shift your routine. You can say, I've got too much to do. If you have too much to do, then you're too busy, unless it's something for a week or two. But if it takes a long time, that revamps your life in a certain sense. You don't want that. You want God to have some time. Even if it is late at night, the Lord's Prayer, the Hail Mary, and the Glory be to God, and mean it with God. You can do those things. But that's only, I don't want you to crowd faith into the picture. Take a look at your life and say, Lord, what can I do that faith may grow in me? What do I need to read? Do I need to spend more time with you? Do I need to pray for faith? Tell me how, or help me, please help me, Lord, to grow in faith. And not just say that to the Lord, but begin to pray and ask the Blessed Mother to help you. Because I guarantee you, she will. She loves you more than I think you love her. Don't be afraid. She is your mother in heaven, and she can help you. So, brothers and sisters, I really do encourage you, please take time, especially as we're nearing the Advent season. Please pray for faith. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.